from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit menstclinic.com.
Yes, sir. Hour two of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a great day. We have Travis Jankowski, World Series hero, coming up at 4 o'clock, Rangers player show. But joining us now here is one of our favorite football guests. It's Mike Golic Jr. here on your home of the Cowboys. And a good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Good afternoon. Appreciate you having me. I'm doing well.
Dak deal done. Big news Sunday morning. Does he have what it takes to lead this team to a Super Bowl is the big conversation here, Mike. How do you take that one?
I think so. I think Dak's a good reminder that not all of quarterback conversation actually is just about the quarterback. But in terms of – especially, and I think the quarterback payment conversation is kind of a good proxy for this. If your quarterback's good enough to pay, generally they're good enough to be the quarterback on a Super Bowl winning team. Now, whether they're good enough to be the quarterback that drags you to a Super Bowl above and beyond the capabilities of a roster, that's a different conversation, but you can absolutely win a Super Bowl with Dak.
How important is the run game for getting a Super Bowl? That's the big weakness that I think a lot of us saw in Cleveland on Sunday. How important is that, and how much can you fix it while you're in progress during a season?
Not a ton while you're in season. I mean, there's things you can obviously do schematically, but I don't think there's things that the Dallas offense generally does or has shown us under Mike McCarthy's play calling they're willing to do. So, but it is important. I mean, that's the big weakness that didn't get addressed this offseason with Dallas. And I think we see especially in the NFC in 2022, 2023, 2024 with teams like Philadelphia, teams like Detroit, teams like San Francisco, all of whom lay claim to a ground game that can be considered one of the strengths, if not the strength of their team. And we see in general, I think the way the league has gone right now, so many teams focusing on playing deep safety shells to take away big plays, so many linebackers that are coming in smaller, faster, lighter in the league, there's a market inefficiency that plenty of people have started to capitalize on right now. And I think just above and beyond, when it comes to winning a Super Bowl, you've got to be able to do multiple things, maybe not great, but at least well enough to when you get to the postseason and teams start game planning, even more particularly for your skill set and try and take away the Belichick model, those one or two things you do great, you got to have enough for an off-speed pitch. And I think that's the worry for Dallas, that they won't have enough for even that.
So you're seeing the run game is that big of a weakness for them that it would prevent them from having significant postseason success this time around?
Yeah, I think that's the concern. And I mean, again, it's mostly, I mean, we're one game sample size into this season, so it's hard to say it's based off this year, but based off what we saw last year and the fact that nothing about them demonstrably improved, like, hey, maybe with the young guys that you brought in along the offensive line, you know, maybe at the tail end of his career, Tyron Smith being healthy at left tackle would have been too much to count on. And, you know, maybe you consider Biadasz a wash if all of a sudden Cooper Beebe pops in the way that he might be capable of. But other than that, I don't look at any part of their team and go, well, why would I expect the run game to improve beyond what we saw last year based on the moves that were made?
I think that was something we talked with you last time, Gojo, about the two rookies starting along the offensive line. Cooper Beebe playing pretty well in his debut. So did Guyton. But across the league, how impressed were you with these rookies? I mean, your guy, Joe Alt, outstanding performance with Max Crosby, Fuaga in New Orleans. It seemed like these young offensive linemen really hit the ground running week one.
It warmed my fat heart, man, because I'll tell you what, you look around at the wide receivers that were coming in as rookies, and the numbers weren't quite as fun, even though that was the position group that was named constantly throughout the draft alongside offensive tackle. But, you know, I think it's great to see in a day and age where I think so much of the conversation has been about, well, we have an O-line problem in the NFL, and what's the cause of this epidemic? Is it spread offenses in college? Is it CBAs? What have you? And you're still seeing now, all right, there are plenty of places you can go in college football that have pedigree, that care about and value that position and are developing it at a high level. To do with some of the COVID year stuff, I don't know. I mean, guys like Joe Alt were three and out guys. So it's still, I think, about the programs looking for offensive line coaches you can trust. But the bottom line is this draft class we knew was full of talented guys in the spot. And it's nice to see that already paying dividends for the teams that went and did it.
Gojo, you've done plenty of color analysis during games in your time. I'm curious, what did you think of Brady in the booth?
It sounded like a guy doing it for the first time. Like I was thinking back to like when I got started doing games, and it's all so much at a lower level than what Tom's walking into right now. But I think that's kind of the point. Like, when I got started, I got to start in a three-man booth and be a guy that added in. I didn't have to drive the situation. I want to even know, do you guys remember when Greg Olsen started calling games when he was a player? Was he a part of a three-man booth when he did that? Because I think that goes a long way in helping you figure out how to go in and fill the space tightly without feeling like you've got to carry the conversation. Tom just felt like a guy that wasn't comfortable with the space yet. But I'm still confident given his background, his resume, and who he's been as a player, a guy that's not afraid of doing the work, that he can get there. But, yeah, it sounded awkward and clunky and like a guy whose first time calling a game in front of an audience came as the best crew on the big network that called the best game of the weekend.
Mike, give us your assessment of the Texas Longhorns going to the Big House and getting a victory. Is this a team that we're going to have to see in the end? We'll be there with the Georgias and the others vying for this national championship.
And 1B right now. I mean, and you could say that Texas has the best win of the two. I think overall Clemson might prove to be a better team than Michigan this year just because the quarterback situation for Michigan. But going on the road against that defense in the Big House with a whole new skill group the way Texas has been breaking in this year, I think Steve Sarkisian and the culture he's built around that program where, hey, offensive and defensive line depth now are at a place where you replace a couple of premier defensive tackles from last year and can still go out and get the job done. You're such a gifted play caller as Sark that, hey, that new group of guys you portaled in at the skill spots to go with a deep running back group already operating at a level that most of your peers around the sport can't match yet. I've been really impressed at what Sark has built there, and I think built is really the operative term now. That's a healthy team. And Quinn Ewers, by the way, you know, Heisman conversation about the next level at the NFL. He's looked phenomenal flinging the football around and moving around in the pocket, keeping his eyes downfield, all the NFL caliber stuff we ask you to do. As a college quarterback that's had that rare thing where he's gotten to stick around now for a few years and actually get to know his surroundings.
It's Mike Golic Jr. here with you on The Fan. After Sunday, I thought, man, maybe Detroit's going to catch San Francisco, but watching the Niners last night, they looked pretty dang good. Are the Niners still clearly the best team in the conference?
Yep, they checked that box, I think, pretty resoundingly. And, you know, part of it was, hey, you're going up against a Jets team that is nowhere close to who they're going to be at the end of the season. We knew all the parts about this Jets roster that were coming together in a hurry and trying to microwave that against a team that's so sure of its identity and its personnel the way the 49ers is, that was always going to be a tough ask. But I think seeing Leonard Floyd pop and, I believe, lead that team in pressures this last game, huge for them as having a rusher opposite Nick Bosa to help on that defense. But offensively, losing what you could argue is your best player on the team and still being able to default to just the normal Shanahan offensive run game principles and have that be more than good enough was a really impressive reminder of one, why that team's got so much Super Bowl pressure in addition to the Brock Purdy final year of his rookie contract, but also how capable they are of going out and being able to pull that off.
Gojo, you're a man that will try a variety of different foods, and I have a reason why I'm going to ask this, but have you ever tried pickled pig's feet?
I have not yet gone down the pickled pig's feet path.
Okay, so we do Survivor picks on our show every week on Fridays. And
guess who he picked?
My schmuck self picked the Cincinnati Bengals to beat the Patriots. So now on Friday, I've got to do a bet payoff, and that's on the board. Do you think that I should go with the pickled pig's feet, or do you have another suggestion of something I should rock with?
You know what? I'm kind of curious about it. Anything pickled kind of does that for me. That's just a flavor profile I tend to enjoy. And so I think it's one of those, you just got to sort of put it out of your mind. And I've tried to do this more as an adult, because growing up, I had a very limited palate. I was a fat kid that liked the simple things. But growing older, I'm like, you know what? I need to go in. If I'm going to be at a restaurant that's got a good chef, let that chef do their thing and do what they do well. Just put it out of your mind, take a bite, and try and just consider it without thinking about what it actually is.
Were you T-shirt on in the pool guy?
Oh, big time. Oh, God, I fell in. I can't blow it. Already wet now. I can't blow air. And, oh, that song and dance was a very, very familiar one for your boy.
Well, I know you love the mashups. I love your food reviews. Is there anything you've had recently here that just absolutely hit it out of the park?
Let me tell you what, I know it's not available everywhere. It's a bit of a regional delicacy, but you can order online. I don't know if they've got it down by y'all, but Grater's Ice Cream out of Cincinnati, Ohio, does a key lime pie and a lemon meringue pie flavor that have absolutely rocked my world. The bits of pie crust inside the ice cream itself sent me to another plane of existence I didn't know was possible. So if you've got the ability, if you're out somewhere that has it, I would say walk, don't run, and try and get you some.
So did you just consume like a tub of that after the Notre Dame game on Saturday?
Oh, man, I needed that. I needed, you know, the power of prayer. I was in a dark place, fellas. I had allowed myself to fly really high coming off that A&M win like everyone else and start to believe everything was possible. And listen, like, when I was at Notre Dame, lost a lot of games like this. Like, I lost to Syracuse on my freshman year, senior day. Lost to UConn the next year, being from Connecticut. Lost to Tulsa, BK's first year in South Bend. I know exactly how this goes, but, man, I thought we were past this, and it sucked to see again.
Hey, well, Mike, then, is Notre Dame a team that would be – will they be patient with the coach, or is this something that we kind of need to keep an eye on now?
I would say that patience is still going to be the virtue, and they have a chance right now to still right the ship. Like,
right.
While Notre Dame is going to have to go and prove to me on the field that they are actually a playoff caliber team, like, we talked about the talent on the roster, we talked about the schedule that lined up for them, but the way they've executed so far, especially most recently, like, yeah, they did enough to go on the road and get a win against the Texas A&M team that is talented and a hostile environment. But we still haven't seen them, especially offensively, play anything close to their best football. Their transfer quarterback in Riley Leonard, who's coming off an injury last year, but had showed promise at Duke, hasn't looked yet enough like the player that Notre Dame believed they got in the portal for me to say, hey, they're a playoff caliber team. But they got a chance. So, yes, I think they will be patient. Marcus Freeman has done an overwhelming amount of good for that program at a time where, hey, in the name, image, and likeness era, I didn't know what it was going to look like for Notre Dame. And him, alongside their new AD, have navigated those waters really well and had them contending and playing ball in that pool. So he's got to eliminate this from his game, though. The loss to Marshall 2 years ago in his first season, and now this, are going to loom large because that was the one thing Brian Kelly at the end of his tenure had done away with. Yeah, Notre Dame might have had a big game problem, but Notre Dame had rid themselves from losing to the teams on their schedule they absolutely could not lose to. And I believe Marcus Freeman's capable of getting to that point, but he's got to execute that now consistently.
Now, I am curious of what you thought of Aaron Rodgers last night as well.
Aaron Rodgers looked his age last night, which was jarring for me. I said this morning on our show, he was Patrick Mahomes before we had Patrick Mahomes. He was the quarterback that could buy time, could do all those things. And you saw Aaron Rodgers last night. When it looked like he was close to getting hit, he made good and damn sure that ball was out of his hand. Vast majority of his passes were out in under 2.5 seconds, according to Next Gen stats. Like, he looked like a guy that really didn't want to get hit and test the durability of that Achilles or the rest of his body. I'm sure he'll get more comfortable as the year goes along. But first rattle out of the box, as they were trying to get a bunch of those things to come together quickly, he looked like a quarterback that really this year especially you're going to need to make sure and find ways if you're, you know, Nathaniel Hackett in that offense that keep him upright and keep that pressure away from him as best as possible until he gets his feet back under him. He might never be feeling like his old self. He's a 40-year-old coming off an Achilles. I doubt we're going to see the same level of acrobatics, but he looked uncomfortable in the pocket, especially when pressure started to get close last night.
Speaking of quarterbacks who used to be able to evade the pressure and make something happen, are we ever going to see Deshaun Watson be a good player again?
No, I don't think so. And, I mean, quite honestly, him as a player is going to fade to the background again here pretty quickly with another allegation of sexual assault popping up from 2020 when he was still in Houston. And what the NFL is going to do with that right now, the most severe you could argue in terms of the actual nature of the allegation. And if you read the reports, it's pretty grisly stuff that he's accused of here. That all of a sudden, again for the NFL, from the same guy where you had to weather the storm during the regular season with one of the starting quarterbacks in your league being publicly accused of this, is a really brutal place for the NFL to be. And they've got no one to blame but themselves and the teams that have continued to employ Deshaun Watson despite everything we know associated with him. But on a football level, he's given us no reason to believe between the injuries he sustained and just the level of play in general that we are ever going to get to see the football player that we saw once before everything else took control of the Deshaun Watson story.
You're the man, Mike. Thank you so much for your time and enjoy the week.
Appreciate
enjoy the football
guys.
Season. There he goes, Mike Golic Jr. You can watch him on DraftKings every day during your sports year. Yeah, this is a Deshaun Watson story. More of the same. Dating a gal over at her house. Next thing you know, he's allegedly naked on her bed asking for a massage. So I don't even know what to make of, you know, the allegations now. Fred had a really interesting Houston perspective on it yesterday in Crosstalk. Maybe we'll chat with him more about it tonight as I believe you're going to have a one-hour get right before we get to Arizona pregame.
Right.
Okay. It is the G-Back Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Travis Jankowski Rangers Player Show is coming up at 4 o'clock. Little sports hodgepodge next, Chief. Where are you taking it?
Yeah, we had a business idea in the sports world go wrong over the weekend. I'll tell you about it next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
in the nation.
Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. Yeah, that Deshaun Watson story, it accuses him of, you know, the worst kind of sexual assault.
Yeah,
the
R-word stuff.
Yeah, and that maybe the Browns could get out of that contract, you know, if something happens. He has settled out of court 23 of the 24 previous lawsuits from back in 2020 through 2022. But an interesting story indeed. Segment is brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Here's the chief with a hodgepodge.
Is this the biggest sign of respect from the league whenever this happens to you? I'm seeing that the pass rusher for the Patriots, Keon White, getting the random drug test after his dominant week one performance versus
Georgia
the Bengals.
Tech, man. That kid was a monster in college.
2.5 sacks, 3 hits on the quarterback, 3 tackles, 4 total, 2 TFLs. And then he gets hit with the random drug test after the game. I feel like that's the biggest sign of respect from the league of like,
yeah,
you might be, this feels like you might be cheating because you were so awesome today. This is like actually, yeah, this is how you know you've sort of made it.
You balled out. Yeah. Now take a drug test just so we can make sure that this was all kosher.
Yeah. Like I wonder if it's like if it's one of those things where they actually talk about it. Like they go toe to toe when they're kind of like going with their bona fides. Well, I've been randomly drug tested 5 times this season.
Well, damn.
You know, that shows how badass
I've only had
I've
3.
Been.
That yeah. should go on your MVP resume.
It yeah. really should. Yeah, it absolutely should.
It's
how many times
than the Pro Bowl now?
How many times were you so freaking amazing in a game that the league had to randomly drug test you because maybe they didn't think that just a normal run of the mill human being could do what you just did on a football Sunday. And that's fair for the Patriots to get a victory and for you to go out there 2.5 sacks just wrecking shop. It's like, yeah, what happened here? But Keon White, that dude is quickly going to become a household name. My goodness.
Yeah, he was a pet cat of mine 2 years ago. He had some crazy first step quickness, man, much like yeah. Chop Robinson at Penn State this past year. Just the get off at the line of scrimmage was incredible.
Don't look now, but have you guys seen the baby Gronk highlights?
No.
He might actually be a pretty dang good player. Unless there's a birth certificate issue, which, hey, we can't put past, I guess, his dad for kind of being a wild animal. But I'm seeing some cut-ups of baby Gronk on both sides, two-way player. Got a little Travis Hunter in him. He's bigger than everybody else, and he's running for touchdowns, and he's getting interceptions. I don't know. This dude might end up being awesome. We'll have to wait and see on that. Speaking.
Okay, so he has grown up. I think he hit puberty or something because he was like a doughy 12-year-old last time I saw baby Gronk.
Yeah.
Now he's a little bit taller and he might have even been hitting the weights a little bit.
Filling out.
Maybe he might need a PED test post-game. I don't know what dad's been feeding him. But seriously, he does look better than he did a couple of years back, but he's still not twitchy at all. You know, if he's going to be a football player, this has to be like tight end, defensive lineman, offensive lineman, something. I see a lot of kids this age because Abby plays football. Abby cheerleads. Yeah. So I go at a lot of the football games of kids this age. He's social media hype at this point.
I like
point,
how
Brian.
You started off as like a skill position guy and then worked it all the way down to offensive line.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
maybe a kicker.
maybe a quality backup.
Pretty good punter. Might need to take Broadus's long snapping 101 yeah. class.
Might look like a long snapper. Yeah.
Yeah, good hands, though. And, yeah. and significantly better than he was a couple of years ago. He's been working on it.
Pretty
so
good,
best of luck to him.
Pretty good yak ability. On the
Dawson just took him down the food chain.
Hey, for a future offensive lineman, he looks good catching the ball. We do have a high school running back who, I mean, you can't imagine losing a game, right? Where you put up 435 yards and 10 touchdowns.
Yeah.
And you lose the football game.
Can. You watch Bennett do Bennett, it right at quarterback.
Bennett threw for damn near 700 yards and lost by 18 points one night.
How many touchdowns did he have that day? Do you remember?
Oh, every one of them. They didn't rush the ball one time. There was 3 times in high school football on a Friday night where Bennett attempted the most passes in the state.
Wow.
I didn't even know this. It was a stat they kept. Three of the top 5 were number of attempts in a game. He threw 78 times one time in a game.
I love that. Pass happy offense, man. Yeah. Well, this guy was a running back. He's a 4-star running back. He's going to Auburn, but he had 400 plus yards
wow.
and 10 touchdowns in a losing effort 80-78 his team lost.
Oh, my goodness.
Can you imagine how upsetting that would be? I mean, my goodness, I can't imagine putting up a stat line like that and actually losing the football game. Speaking of taking L's, a Washington, D.C. bar has taken a weekend L. You know those deals, those promo deals? Yeah. Hey, we'll cover the tab if the team wins or whatever. Well, no one got, I mean, we know that Broadus and Wolchuk taking survivor L's on these Bengals.
Yeah.
But so is this particular bar. This bar in Washington, D.C., they're called the Dirty Water Bar. So you go over to Dirty Water and you have a couple of coldies. Well, they were doing, I guess it's a, it's sort of a Patriots / Eagles bar. So yeah, in Washington, D.C.
No wonder it's Dirty Water.
But apparently they did the deal where, hey, 100% of your tab will be picked up if the Patriots, as a 7.5-point dog, beat the Bengals.
Oh, no.
And so, of course, everybody's running up the tab, and it was, they're saying they lost somewhere in the neighborhood of like $6,000 or $7,000, which doesn't seem like too much.
If it's a divey small bar, that's a lot of money.
That's
huh?
a heck, I mean, for one day. Yeah. I mean, either way, it's one full day of just giving crap away for free as a small
business.
It's
probably like a weekend of revenue at least.
Yeah. That's a three-hour
like average weekend.
But that's a 3-hour loss, right? That's a 1 o'clock kickoff, game over by 4.
Yeah.
So that's a 3-hour loss, right?
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. I guess it's just because I'm like, if I get there, what if I get there and it's 10 a.m. and I'm ready to start boozing and I'm on the Patriots are going to win the game tab.
I kind of feel like that the rule.
It's just from kickoff to.
Yeah, if you bet on, we're covering it from the time that you're, if you're there watching the games with us, that's when we're doing it.
Read the fine print.
Well, apparently they're running it back again this weekend, so we'll see if they can make up for their
against
losses.
Yeah. They're going double or nothing. They're making up for it with some marketing.
Who's New England playing? Are they doing this New England again? Is this a New England situation?
Yeah, it's another Patriots. It's another Patriots game. I don't even know.
I think
they're
Buffalo's playing. Is Buffalo in Miami this week?
Imagine the thrill of being like a 20-something and you're basically broke, and at some point you realize, dude, we're golden here. Let's go ahead and turn this thing loose.
Yeah, that like
you're
the final
shots and cold beers.
Do you start the game going highballs right off the jump?
You're going slow. No, you might have to pay for this. You're getting a Pabst Blue Ribbon and some fries.
You're starting with the idea.
Start slow.
First quarter, really, first and second quarter, you're thinking, I'm just.
But that game was kind of in the balance till the end, right? I think I would go hardcore drinking right off the jump.
Yeah, I think regardless, I probably would have gone hard. I don't, and just assumed I'm going to have to pay for it.
I'm ordering Crown on the Rocks the whole way.
It's Seattle in New England this week.
Seattle in New England?
The fighting Geno Smiths.
There you go. Hey, maybe double down on the Patriots are going to lose and just take the Seahawks.
No, you punted away with 3:10 to go. You think Joe Burrow's about to do you.
Yeah.
But then you get a 3-and-out, and with 2:13 left on the clock, at least 1 3-minute TV timeout, you got 8 minutes of ordering.
Yeah. I don't think, can you do enough damage in 8 minutes?
Yeah.
For 3 hours or 4 hours of watching football,
can you do
enough damage in 8 minutes?
Your waitress probably dragging her feet. Manager's probably looking at her like, hey, slow it down, Toots.
No question.
Slow it down. Slow play this
maybe
a little
bit. Maybe in the 70s
he would have said that. Yeah. Doll. Hey, doll. Slow it down, babe.
We do.
1970s bar.
See?
I love that they're doubling down on it, though, man. That's gonna make for great entertainment.
They could be bankrupt at the
end
of
the
day.
I'm kind of pulling for the Patriots now versus Geno Smith.
Okay, let me ask you this. Would you go to a bar like that if you had one in Dallas? Would you go to, would that be your weekly stop?
I think I would. Yeah, I absolutely.
We're going to the free bar.
We have a chance to eat and drink for free if this team wins.
You got to take the chance.
Yes. Every week.
If would you bring cash? Just in case.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to be prepared to pay
prepared?
In case.
Yes. I'm not going to be dining and dashing if the Patriots take the L.
What if we say, hey, I have to stop by the ATM. Hey, don't worry about it. We'll be cool today. We're gonna get it done.
Yeah, we're gonna be fine, guys.
We're gonna be fine today.
Very crotch first, confident.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, I do hope like the bartenders and stuff are still getting tipped in a situation like this. You know,
you got to tip. Yeah, absolutely.
Because Wolchuk will find you.
Oh, I'll watchdog you on the tips. Yeah,
we know that. We do also have a story. Do you guys remember Jason Brown?
No.
Who was one of the top
offensive
picks.
Tackle from Baylor? Got drafted by the Rams.
Yes,
second overall. Big bust.
W.T. White High School.
So he definitely
was WTY, yes, sir.
Unfortunately, was a bust, but not a bust as a human being. I just saw what he's been up to. So he made, he had the 5-year, $37.5 million contract, but he ends up stopping football at 29 years old. He had earned $25 million at that point. He leaves football behind, and he establishes a First Fruits farm, 1,000-acre property in North Carolina.
Nice.
He grows a bunch of sweet potatoes, cucumbers, and other crops, and he donates pretty much all of his harvest to the local food pantries, contributing over 500,000 pounds of sweet potatoes and 50,000 pounds of cucumbers to feed those in need.
That's
so that's
awesome.
What he's up to right now, that's man. Beautiful. I saw that story, and I was like, wow.
I love that.
One of those guys that's just disappeared. You're like, what has happened to this dude? He made plenty of money, so good on him. But from a football standpoint, he's considered a disappointment. My dude's absolutely crushing it in the real world.
Hell yeah.
Farmer Brown?
Farmer Brown. Yes, dude.
Texas kid makes good. Let's go.
Farmer Brown.
I'd swap out the cucumbers for something else. You
don't like cucumbers?
I don't think the hungry are like jumping for joy when they pull up to the food pantry and see a cart.
My wife has introduced me to you cut up cucumbers. You put a bunch of lime, you squeeze a bunch of lime juice on it, sprinkle a little salt on it.
Yep.
Now you have a nice little refreshing snack.
Yeah, cucumbers are delicious. And you can pickle them, you get pickles.
Okay.
So multiple use here.
You can't pickle them as well as you can pickle the pig feet.
No.
Dawson's coming back. He's not going to take this one. You guys didn't convince him.
If you watch it on Twitch, Dawson's face was so disappointed. All right, fine. I guess cucumbers are fire. Yeah. Whatever.
You don't have to like the damn cucumbers.
I don't want to argue. I don't want to argue with you guys, too. All right.
I just think you're going to have a lot of that thrown out. You know,
look, if you're hungry, you're going to eat the damn cucumber.
The cucumber's the type of vegetable, though, like to Dawson's point, that's probably giving
it's
up
good for
one,
hydration, right?
One
they have
run
a lot of water in it
pitched.
And stuff like that, like watermelon. And I mean, it's like a high hydration thing. Like if you're eating it.
Yeah, it's a hydrating veggie.
Yeah.
Cucumber guy.
Or it might be considered a fruit. I actually don't know.
There's seeds.
I think that's one of those.
Yeah.
So it is a.
Maybe.
It is a cucumber fruit
farm. Got seeds in there?
Yeah, that's true. It is a fruit farm.
I can see that.
Farmer Brown's fruit farm. Speaking of.
Use that Google there, Woolchuck.
Yeah, I got you.
Apparently, the local.
Babe Ruth.
I'm so confused.
I'm just guessing. There's a time where you used to just guess, like trivia questions. You just said Fenway Park, and that was going to be the answer. Fenway Park, Babe Ruth.
That's what Woolchuck does on my football questions. He just goes Pat Mahomes before I can even ask the question.
Okay, well, the majority of the time, Pat Mahomes is going to be the answer, and LeBron James will be the answer in the NBA. I think it's fair guess. Pickles are a fruit.
Pickles are a fruit, and a cucumber is a pickle?
Cucumber is a pickle, yeah.
So we're saying a cucumber is also a fruit. Makes sense because it's at the fruit farm. So, anyways, we do have Caitlin Clark as well receiving a local apple orchard in northwest Iowa. They have given her the Caitlin Clark corn maze. So for the fall, it's like Caitlin Clark, and it is a big corn maze, which is always fun at the pumpkin patch. She's apparently received the highest honor in this is like the Midwest version of like Key to the City, I think.
Okay,
you know,
so the corn maze has been named after her.
Pretty
most Iowa thing ever.
And it's literally like in the shape of her in her basketball uniform and everything. So it's the Caitlin Clark corn maze.
The corn maze queen.
Yeah. Dude, we got to put that on her pro basketball reference page as one of her nicknames. Man. I love that.
Corn maze.
Brian, where are you taking it next, buddy?
Oh, I got some questions for my boys. We'll put a bow on this Cleveland Browns game, and that'll be it.
Thank you, Lucius. We'll have Travis Jankowski joining us coming up here at 4 o'clock. It is time now for Krusty's Corner. The corner brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, chemical-free AC repair and replacement. Here's Broadus.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that. Going to put a bow on this Cleveland Browns game. And I just had some questions for my guys, some follow-up questions, final questions until we move on. We'll do New Orleans. We got Rangers baseball during the day tomorrow.
Yeah.
But we got some show time, I think about 90 minutes of show. We'll see. But I plan still to break down the Saints offense for you. So after Rangers baseball, give us a listen. We'll talk some New Orleans Saints offense tomorrow.
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah. I'm very, very interested because I saw a couple of metrics that I'll unveil in Football's Finest today about their offense. And I'm like, ooh, okay, you have my attention here.
Yeah. All right. Wooly Bully, I'll start with you on this one.
What is up?
Which of the defensive rooms were you most impressed with this past weekend?
I would probably go with the defensive back room. I was excited about the linebackers, felt pretty confident about that, but I didn't know what we would get from Diggs coming back off the ACL, and I love Kalen Carson as a prospect, but it's his rookie debut, right? Mm-hmm. So Jordan Lewis also, I thought, played great. I mean, Donovan Wilson, very physical. I don't think there was a lot of weak links. Now, granted, you weren't tested. The Browns had no ability to throw the football because Deshaun Watson's broken and you didn't have your two starting offensive tackles. But I still thought...
What if I told you, by the way, the metrics showed that the Browns' guards and centers gave up more pressures?
Well, I mean, that'd be very surprising. Yeah. But, I mean, you could tell the way the Cowboys were stunting inside.
Yeah, sure.
Like, the Cowboys
were surprised by that, too.
They were getting a lot of rush, though. Yeah. And Osadigizua, quietly, again, like, didn't show up on the stat sheet. We've talked about that, but was being very, very effective. So, to me, I'd go with the DBs. I think the linebackers, I was expecting them to be night and day from a year ago. Mm-hmm. I was really pleasantly surprised by how good all the corners looked.
Eric.
I will go. I mean, obviously, the whole defense was impressive. I think being able to grasp what Mike Zimmer's wanting you to do this quickly, it didn't seem like the learning curve was there really at all. So everybody gets a ton of love here, but it starts with the defensive line. And I think that you expect that for sure, but you got great play from a lot of people and really good play from other players, like even Amazi Smith, who steps in there and looks like a much better version of himself. Mm-hmm. You have Tank playing an unbelievable game. Of course, it starts with Micah, but Osa. It just felt like everybody on the defensive line did their job, and that allows for Overshown and Kendricks to fly around and make all the plays that they made. And then, of course, pressuring the quarterback is going to help your secondary. I think the D-line was everybody pretty much getting positive grades. That's awesome.
Dawson? Yeah, I think you could take it anyway, legitimately. I'm going to go with the secondary. I think the way that was buttoned up, you prevented big plays. Diggs gets the pick, has the other great PBU. I'll say defensive backs.
I kind of lean in on the defensive backs because I felt like there were the bigger questions going in. You really didn't know how well that maybe Diggs was going to play with the knee coming mm-hmm. back week one. Mm-hmm. You didn't really know with Carson. You had an idea of how he was going to play. Maybe some of the college stuff you'd seen in practice, you'd seen a little bit, in the preseason games. I think there was just so much unknown with that secondary now.
Yep.
And so for them to come out there and the pass rush was clearly a big help. The linebacking core was part of that too. You affected the quarterback. You covered the routes. But that secondary was the one that I felt like had the most questions. So I'm like, man, these guys came through all right when you watch them play. All right, Chief.
Yes, sir.
Something you didn't expect in the game, but now you're looking forward to it in future games.
Something I didn't expect.
But now you're looking forward to it in future games.
That's a good question, man. I guess... to some extent, all of the, not super shocked by it, but really a healthy dose of CeeDee Lamb jet sweep stuff, making sure, hey, we're going to make up for the fact that our running back room isn't right where we like
it. We're going to try and run the ball some way.
We'll still find a way to, and there's plenty to be desired as it pertains to the rushing attack, but I thought that was their best running element. He was their best runner, and so kudos to him.
How about you there, Wooly?
I think for me, it was probably I knew that they would use Micah in a variety of different ways with how they were lining him up. But I think specifically like the stuff with him and Tank rushing on the same side together, mm-hmm. getting plus matchups for other people, like this was stuff that I envisioned and thought of, but we didn't get to see really much of it. Right. They didn't show a ton. Preseason, we didn't see any of these guys getting to see it in the game. I am so excited for the potential of DeMarcus Lawrence, what he can do. Micah, I think, Defensive Player of the Year is on the table. I'm predicting him to win that thing. This could be a very special year for him. What they're able to do there matchup-wise, I think, is super exciting for the future.
Dawson?
I think Overshown's the thing for me. Like, it looks like it might be a star.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
not just a good enough player, but maybe a difference making player. Looking at the great defenses that are in the NFL, it seems like they don't just totally punt on one position group. So, having the combinations of Kendricks and Overshown, did not expect, speaking of Week 1, for Jake Ferguson to come out healthy, and I look forward to him playing more.
Yeah, I'll throw in Lipke and Mozzie as two guys I wasn't expecting to really like be impressed by, but certainly was.
You know, I'll say this about Mozzie, and he wasn't a minus player in this game. You know, sometimes you worry about like, okay, but you know, I believe he only played 13 snaps, I think is what his number. I mean, I take that back. That was Phillips. I think he was at 20. I'll look up his numbers here. So I believe he was at 20 snaps, but he wasn't a minus player in this game. And I mean, a minus player is a guy that was a little bit of a liability, a guy that was, you know,
what was key for him? Was he getting off the ball quicker?
You know what? It's like we always talk about with Mozzie when he plays where he doesn't get turned, and there's times where he's so conscious of trying to sit in there, but then he gets turned, and then when he gets turned, then they wash him out of the way, and Posick the center and the guards Petonio and those. They really weren't able to move him like we've seen other teams move him. And I was early in it. It was the get off was fine. The power was fine. There was a couple of snaps towards the latter part of when he was playing where he was a little bit later. You see, you know, you always watch the tape and hands still on the ground as everybody's moving. He's gotten better in that regard, but he wasn't a minus player. And I think that's something you got to be really pleased about, at least for this week going forward. All right, Dawson,
bring it.
Who had a better debut, Mike Zimmer or Eric Kendricks?
Wow, shoot, I didn't think I would answer player here, but did Kendricks have two sacks and a pick?
Yeah,
he did.
Yeah,
I don't know how anybody could have a better day than that. I mean, Mike Zimmer was very impressive, though.
Yeah, they were both incredible, but I'll give it to Zimmer. I mean, just the idea that you could have your entire defense on the same page in week one and flying around and looking like a midseason form dominant defense, I think it's a ton of credit to Zimmer.
Is it just between those two, or can I give somebody else?
If you want to change the question, go ahead.
I'll change the question. I'm just going to throw in Brandon Aubrey, give him some love.
Oh.
As my best player.
Okay, if you said who had a, but it's a debut.
Debut?
Yeah, who had a better debut?
This was his debut in Cleveland. He had never played in Cleveland before.
No, he hadn't played in Cleveland. Like those were new uprights for him, right?
Yeah.
You know, so technically.
That middle of the field logo was old, though. They've had that field logo with that leprechaun
I think they resodded the field, though. So it might have technically been new.
Never kicked in the dog pound before.
That's a first for everybody there.
Hostile environment.
Zeke and Dak, I think, were the only ones that had played at that venue. Yeah, it's probably still Zim.
Zim?
Yeah.
Reason?
I mean, the entire defense, they broke it down beautifully. I mean, you didn't have any busted coverages on the back end. I talked about it with Parsons, Tank, lining up together on the same side. The use of the entire front seven, I thought, was beautiful. And the blitzes, right? Getting the linebackers involved, I think that's something that's going to have to be done the rest of the year, because else are you going to navigate pass rush from? I think Maris Leofau is a guy that could end up getting you 3 to 5 sacks maybe when it comes to blitzes. Everybody was on the same page, and it seemed like, to me, the run defense also took a big step forward.
And the way they played against the motion, I mean, nobody was static. Everybody's moving around pre-snap, and when Cleveland's throwing out motion, it was like everybody knows where they're supposed to adjust to and rock
speed,
and roll.
They're all flying, swarming to the football. I mean, it's just everyone bought in.
Real quick, I was looking at these stats. What team this week in the NFL motioned 91% of their snaps?
Yeah, New Orleans.
New Orleans? Uh-oh. Yeah. Miami?
Miami?
Yeah.
Who do you say?
Well, the number one motion rate team, as far as I know, is the Saints. Your next opponent.
Next gen has got something different here.
Why these analytics can't trust them.
It's Miami. San Francisco was number two.
And that's certainly not surprising.
Yeah.
It seems like they're usually at the top.
Yeah,
but New Orleans was impressive. They did use it a lot.
Yeah, I was just looking through it, and I was like, they had 91%. I hope it wasn't this preseason. It wasn't like pre-going into the game last year.
You might have gotten like ball sacked on this
one.
It's possible. I got ball sacked on the question. I wasn't paying attention.
Did you say New Orleans?
Yeah, I'll pull it back up.
Next gen stuff myself.
And I got mine yesterday,
I was only throwing Miami out there because that's your team.
Yeah,
I know they were number one last year, Miami was, but if New Orleans is even anywhere near the top five, it could be troublesome for this defense.
And I think ultimately that's the big takeaway here, is just seeing that New Orleans is somewhere in that.
In the ballpark?
Yes, in the ballpark for sure, for being one of the, because they got Clint Kubiak from the Shanahan tree.
Right.
So he's a first year OC for them. And so they were doing a ton of that Kyle Shanahan pre-snap motion stuff.
Need us a Kubiak, I think. Yeah. Somebody off the Shanahan tree.
Get him a Kubiak.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Krusty's Corner brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, every day 340 here in the nation. Speaking of being in the ballpark, Janko, Travis Jankowski joins us next year on your Home of the Champs.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.